The suburban Damascus blast occurred near a major Shiite shrine, popular with both Iranian and Iraqi pilgrims. Syrian media report the bus was being refueled at a gas station at the time of the explosion. Interior Minister Saeed Mohammed Samoor is quoted as calling the blast an accident. Security officials have launched an investigation and have closed off the area to journalists. Independent confirmation of the cause of the blast is unlikely. Syrian state media lags several hours behind regional media in mentioning the explosion. The incident coincided with a visit by Saeed Jalili, the head of Iran's Security Council. Hillel Kashin, a political science professor at the American University of Beirut, says he believes Jalili's visit was to put pressure on the Syrian government.
The Iranians are very much concerned that the Syrians are defecting from Iran's camp and tilting towards the moderate Arab governments and the U.S.
Whether accidental or not, the blast is likely to add tensions to an already precarious relationship. Bomb attacks are rare in Syria, which has an extensive domestic intelligence apparatus. The last blast occurred in the same area in September 2008. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.